Get your head in the game. Six words that greet all who enter Palo Verde, whether a visitor, staff, or one of the 1,000 contractors who work around the clock for 30 days to refuel Unit 2. But the advice extends beyond refueling, says spokesman Mark Fallon.
It's a huge amount of maintenance and engineering tasks that are associated with making the unit reliable for the next 18 months once it comes back from that refueling outage.
In nuclear plants, the fuel is the heat. Imagine charcoal briquettes that fire up simply by being piled together. Except these briquettes are 8-inch square, 14-foot tall assemblies composed of uranium oxide pellets.
They're very powerful. A pellet about the size of the last digit of my little finger, actually mine's bigger than it is equal to a ton of coal, 3 barrels of oil, or 17,000 cubic feet of natural gas in its energy capability.
Beyond the source of their heat, binding energy freed from uranium atoms as neutrons break them apart, releasing more neutrons in a chain reaction, nuclear plants work like other steam-based power plants.
You're using a heat source to boil water, to make steam, to turn a turbine, to turn a generator to produce electricity.
Palo Verde's 3 reactors run full tilt for 18 months. The plant staggers its outages so that 2 reactors always stay up. Only 1/3 of a reactor's 241 fuel assemblies are swapped out per outage. The rest are rearranged to balance the power curve. This fuel building holds new and spent fuel. The latter cools in a pool for 4 to 7 years before it's loaded in groups of 24 into 20-foot concrete casks stored on site. Within, says nuclear training director Paul Burry, a stainless steel and helium sandwich stops corrosion.
I don't need power for a fan or any liquid cooling. Once it's in that canister, it can sit like that for eternity.
All fuel remains underwater, which cools it and helps block radiation. A fuel handling machine loads fresh assemblies onto a sunken tram, which conveys them to a containment building, a 20-story tower built of steel-lined, reinforced concrete walls up to 4 feet thick. Inside containment, we stand high above the open reactor. Normally, a pressure vessel head with control rods to curb reactor activity would seal the top. Today, nothing stands between us and the radioactive fuel but 20-plus feet of water.
That's a ceiling. That's what's keeping us right now at a very low dose, with that fuel right there exposed to us.
Palo Verde uses pressurized water reactors. As any egg-boiling Denver resident knows, pressure changes water's boiling point. Here, pressure topping 2,200 pounds per square inch keeps reactor water from boiling even at 600 degrees Fahrenheit. Instead, this heat passes through pipes into external boilers. Nuclear plants provide one of the least deadly forms of energy, yet we can't seem to shake our fear of fission. We're haunted by Chernobyl, and we still lack good solutions for nuclear waste.
We had that agreement originally, which was Yucca Mountain.
That's Senior Vice President for Site Operations Jack Cadigan. Obama defunded the Nevada repository. That could change under Trump, but so could other energy priorities.
We're going to have clean coal, really clean coal.
And that's a problem, because nuclear power offers the only existing carbon-free technology that can meet future energy needs.
Even though it's 20% of all the power that's produced in our country, it provides 63% of all the carbon-free electricity.
There's no plan to expand Palo Verde, but the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has extended its license to the mid-2040s with an optional 20-year extension. I'm Nicholas Gerbus in Phoenix.